Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Imagine a story like this. A 14-year-old boy is murdered in a Tony suburb like, say, Newton. The accused killer is one of his classmates, who is also the son of the man investigating the murder, the first assistant district attorney in Middlesex County. Well, that's the plot of a new novel by William Landay called Defending Jacob. The book raises questions about the criminal justice system, about kids using technology, and about parenting as prosecutor Andy Barber grapples with the murder charges against his son Jacob. Here's an excerpt.
Our blind trust in the system is the product of ignorance and magical thinking, and there was no way in hell I was going to trust my son's fate to it. Not because I believed he was guilty, I assure you, but precisely because he was innocent. I was doing what little I could to ensure the right result, the just result. If you don't believe me, go spend a few hours in the nearest criminal court. Then ask yourself if you really believe it is error-free. Ask yourself if you would trust your child to it.
That's author and former Middlesex County Assistant District Attorney Bill Landay reading from his new book, Defending Jacob. Bill, great book.
Thank you.
But we have to say we can't give away the ending. Deal?
Yeah, that's the deal.
Okay, we'll talk about it, but no hints about the ending because of the surprise. In the excerpt that you just read, that was told by the main narrator of the book, who is the father of Jacob, Andy Barber. And there's a real cynicism about the criminal justice system, not just in that excerpt, but in a lot of the book. Do you think that disillusionment with the system is something that you felt when you were working as an ADA?
You know, I resist the word cynicism. I think what Andy feels is just an acceptance of the practical realities of the system. There is an error rate built into the system, as there would be in any system populated by human beings who make mistakes. And Andy acknowledges that.
But he also then is involved in this whole emotional turmoil about his son and whether he can accept the fact that his son could have committed a crime. Because in that excerpt, that was right after he got rid of evidence that could have potentially been used against his son in a criminal trial. So he's skating on very thin ice there.
Yeah. Well, remember, Andy is involved in this case in two capacities. He's a prosecutor. And he's also a father looking at his own son who is accused of a murder. And, you know, none of us who are parents can see our children with complete objectivity. And, of course, what happens here is that the two parents of this boy respond differently. Andy, who has a lifetime of experience in the criminal justice system and should be the more objective one in evaluating the evidence, is actually less able to see Jacob with some distance. It's Jacob's mom, who stereotypically would be his defender to the very end, who is able to see that, yes, you know, Jacob might actually have done this.
I was wondering if, in a way, the book was supposed to be almost about those very things, balancing how you look at someone as a human in a legal system, or how a parent sees someone objectively.
Well, yeah, I think that's true. And it's about the position that parents find themselves in. It's about increasingly sophisticated children who are growing up to be their parents' equals and who are withdrawing from their parents. They're increasingly carving out a private sphere for themselves. They're keeping secrets. That is a necessary process of separation that teenagers are going through, and every parent will relate to that.
Why did you pick Newton, Massachusetts, as the setting?
Because I lived there. It was a real burst of creativity. Actually, I had written a couple of books before that were more urban crime, and I thought it was funny that it was ordinary, often suburbanites, non-criminals, housewives, accountants, who would be reading about these hardcore criminals, and there seemed to be a fantasy element to it. Crime always seemed to be happening elsewhere. It always happened in a different part of town to a different kind of person than my reader. And I wanted to close up that space. I wanted this to be, you know, every family, every reader.
What about the story itself? Did you know that surprise ending when you sat down to write it?
I did not know that surprise ending. In fact, you'll be interested to hear that was not the original ending when
really?
I submitted the manuscript. That was a rewrite. So you know roughly where you're going to wind up. You know the start point and you know the end point. And, you know, along the way, you're just problem solving as you go, trying to get to that final destination.
Well, what's the next book?
The next book, well, I can't talk about the next book, really, not because I'm being coy, but because I don't really know. But I can tell you it's in the same ballpark as Defending Jacob. It's about, again, the eruption of violence into ordinary lives and into the lives and sensibilities of ordinary people.
William Landay is author of the book Defending Jacob. He was a Middlesex County Assistant District Attorney for much of the 90s. He's the father of two boys. Thanks again for coming in.
Thanks for having me.